Got the man with the plan here this morning, as we always do. Well, every once in a while, anyway. Dr. Stephen Ganey here with us this morning. Dr. Ganey, of course, is the superintendent of Randolph County Schools, and good to have you with us again today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's kick her off here. What's the attendance deal now? Kids going to school? How many days a week?
Well, we're just continuing to move forward. I'm very excited. I want to say a big thank you to the parents and students and staff and our Board of Education for just everybody working together. We've continued to make progress through the year. Looking back on October 26th, we brought students in grades pre-K through 5 back 4 days a week. And that was on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, remote day on Wednesday. And we've continued to look for the moment when grades 6 through 12 could do the same. And that came about, right, we made some decisions before spring break. And so starting on April 6th, which was last Tuesday, grades 6 through 12 came back in person instead of just A day, B day, 2 days a week. Yep. Now they're back 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, with a remote day on Wednesday. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who's been involved. Everybody's had a role in this. If it was, you know, one, you might have been helping us make sure the safety standards were in place, or making sure we got information so we could get people out of harm's way with this pandemic by maybe having to remove them from a campus and quarantining them. The board has held in there and continue to help us monitor things going on. It's just been a tremendous team effort this year, and I've said this before, when it's all over for me, I promise you, year 28 of my career, I'll never forget. And it won't be because of a pandemic that disrupted a lot. It'll be because of what I'll leave this year with is the tremendous teamwork effort by everybody involved in this county. It's just been remarkable.
That's great. That's a great thing. Let's talk about this, because I feel like we've got to, and I told you I wasn't going to ambush you with this or anything. One of the biggest controversies going on right now, as far as the kids are concerned, is standardized testing. There have been some states already that have said, we're going to do away with these standardized tests this year. We're not going to do it. Nothing is normal this year. Absolutely nothing. So what is the deal with the standardized test right now?
Well, we will be expected to give standardized tests at the end of the year as we've done in the past. We did not have to do that last year. You know, there's a bigger discussion that about that in my mind. And what is the role of standardized testing in school? And it does have a place. Do I believe in the last 20 years standardized testing has maybe exceeded its role? I would be willing to have that conversation with anybody. I think it's exceeded its role. There are there's great information about students we can gather from standardized testing, and also helps us maintain that all standards are being taught and all. But we are going to do standardized testing this year. And so you have really two conversations for this year, and what does standardized testing look like in the future, and what does it look like in the past? And when I think about that subject, I believe we have it has a role. I question sometimes the role it's been given, because you know standardized testing does take away opportunities for our wonderful classroom teachers to do what they were trained to do, what many of them were born to do. A lot of teachers are natural teachers from day one. And I do cringe at the amount of time we lose. Now, it might not be as obvious this year with everything being different, but we lose a lot of time in January for high school exams. And we lose a lot of time at the end of the year for high school exams and the state testing at high school and middle school and elementary school levels. Mm-hmm. And it does bother me that we have taken a lot of things out of the hands of teachers.
And the question is going to be also, Doctor, is this really giving the kids a fair shake this time around?
Yeah.
With everything being so different than it's been in the past? I mean, they say standardized. Standardized means it's the same, right? Well, this has been anything but the same this year.
And it's all relative, because I think everybody's going through it. That's been through, you know, we've all been through the pandemic, whether it's in North Carolina or whatever state. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something else gets missed in standardized testing that no one wants to talk about. And it needs to be talked about. What about that teacher who has done everything imaginable to help children, but things just don't go as well, and it's not always the perfect reflection on a teacher, you know, a standardized test result, but it winds up being that way sometimes in the education arena. And that's, to be honest with you, I used to work for a guy who was one of my mentors who used to say, if you ever said wasn't fair, he didn't like talking about what wasn't fair, but that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair because a standardized test can't measure everything a teacher does for a child across the course of a semester at the high school level or a year at elementary middle grade level. And we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from where teachers really take students. You know, there are students who may not get to the level of passing a standardized test, but we sure don't need to give away all the progress that child's made because of that teacher. And sometimes it didn't represent it in a standardized test score.
Just from a personal level, the only thing I can say, and I do know several teachers, of course, I don't know any one of them that really embraces standardized testing. Do you see that a lot in the county schools?
Well, I think what happens is...
And by embrace, I mean they know what they have to do, but they're not crazy about doing it. Let's just put it that
way. Well, testing is what it is. It's become, you know, I've been in this 28 years now, and I think I took the first end-of-course test in state of North Carolina back when I was a junior in high school. I do believe that it had to be one of the first ones. Back in the fall of
I'm old. I miss those.
Spring of 87, I think I took one of the first, if not the first one that state put out. You know, teachers are going to do what is expected of them. They always are. They're just teachers and school staff are going to help and get schools moving forward the best they can. The concern still goes back to there's a lot of things that teachers do for children that don't show up in a standardized test score. And it's academic and it's social emotional and it's just and that's unfortunate that it didn't show up, because you can have the best year, but your year gets recognized by your standardized test score.
Right.
As your standardized test score performance as a school. And so, you know, it hits principals, it hits counselors, it hits the whole support staff group out on the campus. Have a great year, and then at the end of the day, and there was a day when I was a high school principal, and about 40% of my students were involved in standardized testing at the high school level.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, my school, I wanted my school represented by 100% of my children.
Exactly.
Because they were all doing great things, and my teachers were all doing great things with all of them.
So, well, it should be interesting this year to see exactly how those scores turn out.
I would like more discussion nationwide and particularly statewide on what we look like with the standardized test and the standardized test arena moving forward. I think this is a great opportunity to look at that.
Mm-hmm. And I think we better pay close attention to those numbers this time around, because, like I said, I think it could potentially be very interesting. Okay, Doc, what else is going on in the schools?
Well, we are going to recognize some wonderful individuals who've been selected for governor's school. What an honor that is. We are going to bring them Monday night and recognize them. We have individuals from Providence Grove, Randleman High School, Randolph Early College High School, Southwest High School, and Uri Ridge 612 being recognized. It's a 5.5-week experience. I think anybody who's ever been involved with Governor's School would tell you that's an opportunity that they hope everybody gets. And so we're just so proud of the children who've been selected. And there's some children will be going to High Point University for the West Campus. Some will go to the East and Meredith,
right,
at Meredith College in Raleigh. We have Battle of the Books. It's not the normal Battle of the Books. It's not going to be. It's going to be done virtually. But that is a wonderful event, the elementary and middle school levels. And, you know, we're beginning to get some things ready staffing-wise, and want to recognize Julie Lindsay. She'll be leaving Archdale Trinity Middle and going to be assistant principal at Trinity Middle School when it opens in August. And she's right now at Archdale Trinity Middle as a assistant principal. And we're getting to the time where we're starting making some plans for the upcoming school year. So it's been we're going to close this school year out in a positive manner. I just want to say again, just a big thank you to our parents, our students, our staff, our Board of Education members. What a team effort this has been. This is, when you think back where we were last year this time, and what I just will always appreciate is no one ever said to me, stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what I always got back from everybody was, move forward the best you can. Keep us moving forward. Even if we're anxious about what's going on around us with the pandemic, keep moving forward.
Well,
and that's something that I'll never forget.
it does look like we're finally heading kind of toward the light at the end of the tunnel here. Something else coming up, and I always want to mention this because I think it's a great thing. The FFA at the local high school, several of them around here, have plant sales coming up. And most of these are going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. Please, folks, if you would, get out there and support them. This is a main fundraiser for them. And not only that, you can get some great plants out there at some really, really good prices. And the kids really put a lot of work into this.
Well, you get to see the great work of our students as partners with their teachers. Mm-hmm. You know, what school to me has always been is a partnership between students and staff. And that's when it really, you know, that's when it's really exciting on a school campus. And then when you get the children to the upper grade levels in high school, and they're beginning to think about what they may do after high school, and they get in these CTE programs and, mm-hmm. and some of these programs, they see definite roles they can play in society as adults. It's just exciting. You're right. Those dates and times are all listed on our webpage. Please get out and support the high school agricultural programs because they are fantastic.
Excellent. Doctor, as always, a pleasure having you with us here this morning. Pleasure to have the spin doctor, Tim Moody, with us this morning, the silent partner who sits over there in the corner most of the time.